Lent begins, begun on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday, and continues basically for 40 days. It's a little more than 40 days because the Sundays aren't necessarily counted, and that we'll explore that a little bit. But Lent is, Lent and Easter are by far, as I mentioned last Sunday, the most important. This is the most important time of the Christian's calendar for us. Christmas has become, over time, more and more sort of blown up and important because there's a secular attachment to that, clearly because we can give gifts, and that's why the businesses and whatnot get behind that. But Easter for us is this time of, especially during Lent, a time of reflection, a time of preparation, and continuing on through to Easter. I was looking for some sort of an analogy that I could use to help illustrate this idea of the journey. And in past years, I've used all kinds of different things. We talked about traveling through the desert, and at one point, I know, and we had a little car. I remember tracing the letters of Lent to give that idea that we're going somewhere. And as I got thinking about that over the course of this week in particular, something came to mind. I think everybody is... I always hate to start a sentence off that way. I know everybody's probably done this, but when I say that, very often we're hearing whistling from the wind, I think. the Spirit of God is blowing amongst our midst. What if we kill my mic? Not it? Okay, well, we'll just live with it. As I started to say, I think when I say everybody's probably done this at some point, there's always somebody in the crowd that says, well, I've never done that. But I think most of us have ridden on a bus at some point, whether it was a school bus when we were kids, whether it was a transit bus when we were grown-ups, whether it was a GO bus getting back and forth to work, or maybe a Greyhound bus going on a trip. The bus ride was something that came to mind, and so I made up this little pretend ticket, and it's this, it says the Easter coach lines, the ticket for the route is Lent to Easter Sunday, and each of the Sundays along is a little punch hole that we could represent as our stopovers as we're moving through Lent. And I was going to print up a copy for everybody. I thought, no, we don't need to go and do all that. That's nice, but we'll save our paper and our fridges for now because I know that's where I put mine. But the idea is we're on a journey. And for me personally, as I got thinking about this, probably up until just before I got married, I didn't drive a car. I rode a bike a lot, but most of the time I traveled by bus. And as I spent some time reflecting on this time for Lent, that particular image came to my mind. It was an image of waiting for a bus, and that seems to be a very Canadian thing, or certainly Toronto, Hamilton, GTA kind of thing to do, is waiting for a bus. If you travel by bus, you spend a lot of time waiting. And I remember when a friend of mine had gone over to Paris, I sent him a picture of me standing at a bus stop, wait, looking down the road, because so he remember what it was like to be in Canada, and particularly from where we were, because you're always looking down the road for is the bus coming yet? There are lots of times when I get reflecting on those moments in my life, where because I was waiting so much, and because I was sitting on the bus traveling from places, there was a lot of time for sort of inner reflection. Now remember, this is before there were cell phones and MP3 players and whatever else. You had to stick earphones in your head and listen to other things and look at the videos online. You were there with a book maybe to read, or you were just there maybe chatting with somebody that you maybe have known. But if you're traveling by yourself, there was a lot of time just, you know, looking out the window and thinking. Thinking about where you were going, thinking about where you are at this particular moment. And that whole image got me really thinking about our Lenten journey. Lent is a time when we're going somewhere. The destination for all of us is Easter Sunday. And we know what that destination looks like. Everybody in this room does. We've been there so many times in that sense. But we're beginning that journey once again. We're beginning that journey today, this first Sunday of Lent, as if we're standing at that bus stop getting on board the bus. And the journey's about to begin. Journey is about to take place. It's a time for us to sit quietly and think about not only where we're going, but where we are at the moment where we've been in the past. Lent is a time truly of introspection and reflection. Now, Advent at Christmas is supposed to be the same thing. And that's why Advent got put onto the Christmas holiday, so to speak. Advent and Lent, they're not biblically founded in any way, but other than these references that we've already read about Jesus being in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, we're going to be taking that same time period, giving up things as Jesus gave up eating during that time, was on to spend more time with God. And as I mentioned last week, I know I did, that there are many times when we're thinking of giving something up for Lent, because that's sort of the overall tradition with Lent, to give up something, give up chocolate or give up smoking, it would have been, I guess, a long term ago, or give up television or give up whatever it may be. Probably, as I mentioned also last week, one of the most expensive things that we have today, or most costly thing that we have, is our time. And anybody here, and if I look around the room, we've all been aware of how much time costs. You know, we're involved in church, we're involved in other activities with our family, we're involved in volunteer things all over the place. Everybody here has been doing that or has done that in the past. And time is expensive. There's no dollar value you can put on it, but it's costly for us. And so to give up something that would occupy our time and to replace in that slot, if you like, time with God. That's our Lenten challenge. I would like us to really lock into that as much as possible. Jesus took the time in the wilderness to set himself apart. And that's the whole idea with Lent, to take some time and set ourselves apart. In those moments when you would be watching television or however you would be spending some time, instead of doing X, spend time with God. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean having to sit down in prayer or in Bible study, although I would really like to see that happening as well. It could be spending your time in some other way that's giving, in some other way that you wouldn't normally be doing to give some time for some other enterprise or some other person. It may be spending some time on the phone with someone to chat with them. It may be spending some time in someone's home just for a couple of minutes here and there. It may be picking up the phone and talking to somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time. That's your Lenten sacrifice of your time. That's that setting that time apart. That's that, Lord, use me in a special way where I would normally be doing something else. It's that sense of fasting or giving up this to do this instead. You know, we think about wilderness and Jesus has spent 40 days and nights. We need to consider what might be our wilderness for each one of us in this congregation. And again, I go back to that analogy of sitting on the bus. I got to tell you, for me, it's incredibly vivid. Instead of wasted hours sitting on a bus, which is what a lot of people, I know my kids hate riding the bus. We tell them about riding them, oh, it's wasted time. I got to wait for the bus and the bus is so slow. It's just wasted time to them. But I know for me, it was wonderful time. Wonderful time when I could just sit quietly for a change. Wonderful time when I could be thinking about God. I could be thinking about other things or about people. Take a moment to be praying. For me, that analogy of the bus ride is perfect. I know I'm going to a specific place. I know there will be some stops along the way. It's an opportunity to spend time with God. Lent as a church holy day, again, as I mentioned, is not specifically scriptural. It's a church tradition, but it's a tradition with very good roots and very good intention. We need to remember always why we're going through Lent, and it is this journey that we're taking to Easter. So again, I want to just emphasize for all of us as we begin today. Last week we put the Alleluia in that box and covered it. We're going to talk about that in our last hymn today. The idea is that we put some things away so that we can begin this journey over the next 40 days of thinking about where God wants us to be, where God has had us in the past, where God has us now. Lots of things to be thinking about when you put it in those particular ways. And Jesus is a fine example of that. And as he spent that time in the wilderness, because he was reflecting, I believe, this is why this temptation came into his life. Satan always spoke to him in this story that's there, telling him a truth. You're the Son of God, therefore this should be true. And Jesus had an answer for that and a response to that. And it happened over those three times. There's lots of numbers that are very important in that particular illustration as well. But Jesus had an answer for that because he had been spending that time not just wandering around, but in reflection. Our challenge is the same. You know, it says somewhere, we hear it all the time, kind of in these common sayings that go out, the point often is not the destination, often it's the journey. And that's exactly what Lent is for us. It's not just the destination, it's the journey that we take to get there, and all of the steps involved. And if Lent has been anything for us, in the sense of being meaningful and spiritually uplifting, it will make the destination even that much more wonderful and awesome when we get there. Because we're building up to it, not just rolling into it. Building up to it, not just rolling into it. We're on a grand journey to Easter, on this Easter coach lines. And with every stop along the way, there's something more even wonderful to see. And that's what Sundays are for us. Those stops along the way. Let's consider those stops as opportunities for all of us to explore, to reflect, to watch, and to listen. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to understand Lent and to anticipate with all of our being, all of who we are, that cross event that's coming up. Help us to truly be filled during this journey so that the destination can be even that much more. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, as God so freely offers us the gift of life in Jesus, let us now respond with our tithes and offerings with gratitude and thanks. Amen.